Welcome to Pulp and Paper Radio International, the first place to hear the latest in worldwide pulp and paper news. We're coming to you from Duluth, Georgia, in the United States.
Good morning, ladies and gentlemen, and welcome to the Monday, December 6, 2021 edition of Nips by Pulp and Paper Radio International. I am your host, Steve Rausch. We welcome your breaking news. We welcome it. Just send me an email with breaking news in the subject line to steve.rausch@ipulpmedia.com. That is steve.rausch@ipulpmedia.com. Leading off today, the United States has hiked duties on Canadian softwood lumber to 17.9%. That's twice the old rate. And also making headlines this past week, Paper Excellent says it's shutting down one of its mills indefinitely. We'll have more on these stories later in our show today, and we'll be back right after this.
When you're thinking of balers, the very best in versatility, innovation, safety, and performance comes from SeaBright products. Since 1984, SeaBright has been serving the waste handling and recycling industry with equipment that is designed and built to last. Whatever your need is for a baler, big or small, SeaBright products can help. Give them a call today, 800-253-0532, or check them out at www.seabrightproducts.com.
We're back, and now let's take a look at last week's financial news from the PM40. The PM40 ended the week on Friday, December 3rd at 4444. That's all fours, folks, 4444, 4444, which is virtually unchanged from the November 26th close. Declining shares outpaced gainers by a 5-3 margin. Over the same week, the Invesco Equal Weight S&P 500 Exchange Traded Fund was down 1.3%. Among the PM40 companies, the week's biggest winners were Sappi, gaining 17.6%, followed by PotlatchDeltic, up 3.5%. The biggest decliner was IT Tech Packaging, closing at down 15.4%. Over the past year, Veritiv has been the top performer, gaining 553%, and the deepest decliner was the aforementioned IT Tech Packaging, down 52%. Over the same 12-month period, the Invesco S&P Tracker is down 1.3%, while the PM40 is down by 3.8%, and we'll be back right after this.
Looking for an industrial general contractor who specializes in equipment installation and maintenance? With over 133 years' experience in the pulp and paper industry, C.R. Meyer has the knowledge, skill, and experience for any project, from simple small projects to complex large challenges. Call C.R. Meyer. We have skilled craftspeople, project managers, architects, and engineers available to capture and construct your vision. Complete your next project to the highest standards safely. Contact C.R. Meyer at 800-236-6650 or crmeyer.com.
We're back, and now stand by for news. Dayline, Columbus, Indiana, not to be confused with Columbus, Ohio. Fire at WestRock facility. The WestRock Paper and Packaging Company in Columbus, Indiana, experienced a fire on a Tuesday afternoon, November 30th. The Columbus Fire Department, also known as the CFD, responded approximately 4 p.m. local time, that would be central, I believe, to the report of a machine on fire. When firefighters arrived, they learned that WestRock employees used several dry chemical fire extinguishers to put out the fire in a cardboard chipper machine. They were probably relieved to see that happen. Crews assessed the situation and found smoldering cardboard remained in the three machines used in the chipping and collection process. Using their hose lines, the CFD extinguished the smoldering material. It's kind of like they came in for the save, like in baseball. Damages were isolated to the chipper machine and a baler. No injuries were reported. Dayline, Virginia. No injuries from three-alarm fire at Harrisburg, Virginia PCA facility. No workers or emergency responders were injured in a machine fire that grew into a three-alarm blaze at the Packaging Corporation of America facility in Harrisburg, late Tuesday night, November 30th, according to Michael Parks, city spokesperson. Emergency crews first received a call from the machine fire at 9 p.m. local time. That would be Eastern Time, Eastern Standard Time, not Eastern Daylight Time. The fire spread through the building, involved three rail cars on the back end of the building. The Michael Parks said at the scene on the on Pleasant Valley Road on the south side of the city bordering Rockingham County. At one point, flames went through the roof of the facility, according to Parks. He said an estimate of the damage will likely be available in the near future. The building is valued at $10.4 million, I guess, according to Harrisburg real estate documents. There were workers in the building at the time, and they all evacuated safely, according to Parks. He did not have a figure of how many workers were on the shift at the time, and PCA is a large employer for the city. Now, mill workers declined to comment at the scene. Before 11 p.m., the fire had been contained in a smaller portion of the building on the southeast side, and the blaze was completely out at 11:15 p.m., according to Parks. Remember, the first call was made around 9 p.m. Emergency personnel for Harrisburg, Rockingham County, Weirs Cave, and McGahee'sville all responded to the scene.
Friends, how do you listen to Pulp and Paper Radio International? If you have an iPhone or Android, just go to the podcast icon, search Pulp and Paper Radio International. From there, it's quite easy to set up your phone so that all of our episodes of all of our shows are downloaded to your phone automatically.
Dateline Canada, West Fraser, Quesnel pulp mill to shut down due to flooding and transportation issues. Now, about approximately 220 employees at West Fraser pulp facilities in Quesnel have been laid off due to flooding in southern British Columbia, says a company spokesperson. Joyce Wagoner, a company spokesperson for West Fraser Mills, said operations at Caribou Pulp and Paper and at Quesnel River Pulp will be reduced. She says, quote, "As a result of the significant flooding in southern British Columbia, the province is now facing serious transportation and the logistic issues impacting highways, rail, and our ports," she said in an email. She continues, quote, "These issues are now impacting West Fraser's pulp operations as we are unable to ship product and have run out of accessible storage," end of quote. Caribou Pulp and Paper will be shut down for 16 days, affecting around 160 employees, and Quesnel River Pulp will be running at one-third of its normal capacity and is affecting 60 employees. Some functions at Caribou Pulp and Paper will continue. Joyce says, quote, "Through this time, we will continue to monitor the transportation situation, provide updates, and adjust our plans as necessary. Our hope is to see our employees come back to work as soon as possible," Wagoner said.
And we'll be back right after this. Attention employers and job seekers. It just makes sense for the pulp and paper industry to have its own uncluttered career center. Jobs, powered by Paparitala Publications, is the place to be in the pulp and paper industry. Located at www.onlypulpandpaperjobs.com, it is the site for those of us focused on the pulp and paper industry. Check out onlypulpandpaperjobs.com today. That's onlypulpandpaperjobs.com.
Steam is a powerful energy source. When you need to keep steam on the steam side and fuel, coal, gas, bark, or black liquor on the fire side, you need RMR Mechanical. The leading industrial boiler and mechanical contractor in the United States, we specialize in recovery boiler outages. Tight timetables, difficult conditions, and exacting work standards, all done to the highest levels of safety, require RMR Mechanical. Whether you have a routine outage, new installation, or an emergency, RMR Mechanical can be trusted to perform to meet your needs. Contact RMR Mechanical at rmrmechanical.com.
We're back, and now back to the news. Dateline Canada, Paper Excellence Catalyst Paper Mill in Powell River shutting down indefinitely.
Powell River's biggest employer, the Catalyst Paper Mill, will be shut down indefinitely, says the owner, Paper Excellence. The paper mill's closure follows the permanent shuttering of another Paper Excellence mill in McKenzie just last year. Paper Excellence earlier announced a temporary curtailment of the Catalyst Mill in Powell River due in part to the additional supply chain interruptions that was caused by recent flooding, which followed a more long-term supply chain disruption caused by the global COVID-19 pandemic. But in a news release, Paper Excellence said it is shutting the paper mill down indefinitely and explore other uses for the land and the facilities. Sounds kind of permanent, folks. It's not just supply chain interruptions that have made the mill's ongoing operations uneconomic. Here comes a quote, quote, "The ongoing contraction of global paper markets and paper product prices, particularly in Asia, are creating significant ongoing financial losses at the mill," the company said in a press release. The press release continues, quote, "Despite the best efforts of the mill's committed team of employees, the facility is simply not viable under the reality of today's market conditions." Now, the mill is a major employer in Powell River, employing more than 200 folks. Another quote, quote, "The indefinite curtailment of Paper Excellence's Catalyst Mill is devastating for the 206 workers who work at the mill, their families, and the Powell River community," said BC Forest Minister Catherine Conroy. Conroy continues, quote, "Our government has worked tirelessly with Paper Excellence to keep this operation running, and it was our hope that the temporary curtailment announced 2 weeks ago would have been just that," end of quote. And Paper Excellence is now saying that it will work with the government and potential partners to find other uses for the industrial site. Potential partners probably means selling the thing. The mill's infrastructure includes deep water, port access, natural gas, electricity, water, a biomass boiler with power generating capacity, wastewater treatment, and solid waste disposal facilities. The Powell River Paper Mill was one of three owned by Catalyst Paper, which nearly went bankrupt back in 2012. I remember that, do you folks? After seeking creditor protection, the publicly traded company was restructured as a private company and managed to keep its mills in Powell River, Crofton, and Port Alberni running. In 2018, Paper Excellence acquired Catalyst and its three mills. I'm sure you guys remember that too. I know I do. Dayline, Texas. West Fraser gets regulatory approval to acquire Angelina Forest Products in Texas. Actually, I was just in Texas a couple weeks, folks. Great state. West Fraser Timber Company Limited announced that the U.S. regulatory review has been completed and the other closing conditions have been satisfied. That's satisfying. The company is proceeding to close the acquisition of the Angelina Forest Products lumber mill located in Lufkin, Texas. In October of 2021, West Fraser had entered into an agreement to acquire the Angelina Forest Products lumber mill for approximately $300 million U.S. dollars, subject to certain post-closing adjustments. The new turnkey facility, which produces southern yellow pine lumber products, began construction in 2018, commenced operations in late 2019, and is expected to progress toward full production capacity of about 305 million board feet over the next 3 to 4 years. The transaction includes approximately $4 million of target working capital and approximately $24 million of supplemental tax attributes that are expected to result in a direct cash flow benefit to West Fraser. All right, folks, let's go back to Dayline, Canada, and Paper Excellence. Paper Excellence and One Sky signed a co-location agreement for a new OSB mill. Now, there's some more good news for the future of the forest industry in Prince Albert. Paper Excellence, the company behind the restart of the local pulp mill, announced this past Tuesday it has signed an agreement with One Sky Forest Products to operate its new oriented strand board, also known as OSB, operations at the existing Prince Albert Mill site. In September, OneSky announced it would begin construction on the new OSB plant in 2022, with a scheduled completion date in the fall of 2023. The new mill is expected to create around 700 jobs in the community. That's always good. 700's a lot. Both companies received softwood and hardwood fiber allocations from the government of Saskatchewan in the fall. The new agreement means OneSky will occupy approximately 10% of the existing property, and the two companies will share log storage areas and existing infrastructure, including electrical, natural gas, and rail lines.
And we'll be back right after this.
It sounded smart to roll the steam system into your new machine package. Seemed like it was almost free. One vendor, one source of responsibility. Seemed to make a lot of sense. But that was 3 years ago. And now finding a specialist at that vendor to optimize your steam system is like trying to pick the winner in a lottery. Call one number, 770-447-1400, to be assured your call is answered by someone who knows steam systems. We don't care who made it or how long ago. We can fix it, optimize it. We can take care of your needs. Don't worry about your steam system. Call Fulton Systems at 770-447-1400.
Attention, papermakers and industry professionals. Want to get an edge? If you haven't stocked up on selections from the Paparitalo Library, you're missing out. From our latest title, The Proper Production Meeting, to owning your own Nip Impressions Library, there is something for everyone. Written by industry stalwart Jim Thompson, the voice of the pulp and paper industry, these are great reads and must-haves for both the industry veteran and industry novice. Check out the Paparitalo Library today. Look for the ads on Nip Impressions at www.nipimpressions.com.
We're back, and now back to the news. Dateline, Canada. U.S. hikes duty on Canadian softwood lumber to 17.9%, twice the old rate. Officials from various Canadian governments and lumber industry are expressing great disappointment that the U.S. has decided to go ahead with a plan to double the amount of duty it imposes on softwood lumber that comes from Canada. This past week, the U.S. Department of Commerce said it will proceed to impose duties of 17.9% on average on softwood lumber imported from Canada. That's twice the previous 8.99% rate. In May, the U.S. government said it planned to hike the rate to 18.32%, but after further analysis over the summer, the agency decided to ratchet down that plan, but still double the levy. The U.S. says Canadian lumber producers dump their products into the U.S. at a lower price than American lumber companies can because they are subsidized. So, the U.S. put a tariff on all softwood lumber from Canada to raise its price to the retail level, which encourages consumers to buy American wood. Canada has long rejected those allegations, and various trade tribunals on the matter have found in Canada's favor. Here comes a quote, at every step of the way, the rulings have found Canada to be a fair trading partner, international trade manager Mary Ning said in a news release in which she expressed how disappointed Ottawa was in the decision. Ning continues, quote, the United States has long relied on Canadian lumber products to meet its domestic needs for high-quality building matters, and these unjustified duties harm Canadian communities, businesses, and workers. There are also attacks on U.S. consumers, raising the cost of housing, renovations, and rentals at a time where housing affordability is already a significant concern for many. Not all Canadian lumber will face the same duty as the U.S. alleges that different companies are subsidized to different levels. The final rates are as follows. Canfor Corporation, 19.54%. West Fraser Timber Company, 11.12%. Resolute Forest Products, 29.66%. J.D. Irving 15.15%, and all other Canadian lumber producers will see the baseline 17.9% rate. Each of those rates are down slightly from what was proposed in May, but well up from the level they were before that. Dayline Miami. Welcome to Miami. HDHIG Capital announces the sale of Sustana. HIG Capital, a leading global alternative investment firm with more than $45 billion of equity capital under management, is pleased to announce the sale of its portfolio company, Sustana Group, to funds managed by Blackstone Tactical Opportunities. Now, Sustana is a leading manufacturer of specialty recycled fiber and sustainable packaging and paper products. Using Polk's consumer recovered waste paper, Sustana's products are sold into high-growth, high-value in markets including food packaging, and premium sustainable papers, where ESG-conscious brand value the ability to tangibly reduce their environmental impact. The company's four facilities have industrial-leading efficient energy efficiency, water conservation systems, wastewater treatment technology, and recycling of process byproducts. After a successful carve-out transaction from Cascades Incorporated in 2014, HIG collaborated with management to expand the company's geographic scale and product offerings through the acquisition of Fox River Fiber, and made significant investments in the facilities, product offerings, sale and marketing, technology and management, positioning the company for future success in a market that is increasingly values high quality, sustainable products. Dayline Chicago. It's my kind of town. R.R. Donnelly Board says Chatham's unsolicited proposal is superior. Commercial printing company R.R. Donnelly & Sons Company said on Wednesday its board unanimously determined that an unsolicited proposal from Chatham Asset Management, LLC, was a superior proposal to a previous announced merger deal with affiliates of Atlas Holdings, LLC. Chatham proposed to acquire all R.R. Donnelly common stock already not owned by Chatham and its affiliates for $10.25 per share in cash, the printing company said. Last month, R.R. Donnelly said it had agreed to sell itself to private equity firm Atlas for $8.52 per share in cash. R.R. Donnelly said it informed Atlas of the board's determination and said under the terms of the deal, Atlas had the opportunity through December 7th to negotiate an amendment of the Atlas merger agreement such that the Chatham proposal would no longer constitute a superior proposal, end of quote. This saga just continues, folks. Stay tuned. Well, that's our show for the day, folks. Have a great week, everyone. Be safe, and thank you for listening to Pulp and Paper Radio International.
Thank you for listening to our show today. We appreciate your support. Make sure you're always reading the highest-ranked e-newsletters in the worldwide pulp and paper industry. They are globalpapermoney.com and nipimpressions.com. This program has been produced by Pulp and Paper Radio International, now in its ninth year of delivering worldwide pulp and paper news when and where the listener desires. Copyright 2021, all rights reserved. And remember, whatever you do, please do it safely. We'll be talking to you soon.